6667.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Carry a cross. And there's a whole lot of things you could do, but because you're following Him, you know that your soul is going to only live in Him. Remember now, when Adam fell, the Lord said, the day you eat of the tree, you die. They didn't die physically. Their soul didn't completely die. It just separated from the true life source. They were living a life, but it was not the high life. It was not the God life. It was not the Zoe life. It was a maintenance life that would end up in death, where everything around it was cursed. And so when we allow ourselves, our soul to enter, that's why the Lord said, let nothing. Somebody say nothing.
Nothing.
When you go home, stop letting stuff be done through strife.
Amen.
On your job, in your home, wherever you are, with your children, stop allowing things or pushing things through strife.
Amen.
Or vainglory. Showing off. Showing out. Bragging. I listen to people a lot of times just to hear how they talk. And, you know, the majority of people's, I won't say the majority, but a lot of times, most times, many times, when you listen to people long enough, they wind up talking about themselves. Say amen real hard.
Amen.
I. If you had a recorder, you counted the times they say I. Because it's we're conditioned. The world conforms us, and see, this is the world that we live in. This is what it thrives on. This is what makes it tick. This is what makes the world go round. Pride, ambition, self-centeredness. But look at somebody, tell them
there's another world,
a much higher life. That we are called to. And it will cost you something. It costs you your soul living in God. It has to be a conscious effort. Amen. To purpose, to initiate things. That's why we decree the word of God. We are initiating things in the atmosphere. We are pushing stuff back away from us. I mean, every now and then you need some room to think. You need some room to truly get in touch with yourself, to put yourself in proper perspective to the things of God, to the things of this world. Because it's easy to be caught up, amen, in the world. Now, let this mind, let is a passive. It's not the initiator. It's the responder. You know, now that we are saved, we have to let this mind. In other words, I have to make a conscious effort to let this mind. I could tell you off in response to what you said to me. But I got to let this mind be in me. Come on. It's easy to live the low life. It comes naturally. I said it comes naturally. It'll flow through you naturally. That's why the word tells us so often it says in the multitude of words there wanteth not or lacketh not sin. The multitude of words. Now I'm not being critical of anyone here, but you know, when you just talk too much, you know, you might mean well, but when you just talk too much, there's a whole bunch of stuff in there that you said ain't true. It's exaggerated, probably a lie. The devil done took it. He gonna use it against you. You done talked about somebody. Say amen, lights. Come on, as a church, see, these are practical things that we can apply to our lives as we move forward in whatever peripheral, in whatever domain you are in, whatever job setting you are in. Sometimes you need to shift some things. Conversations you need to cut off and stop talking like that, or stop getting caught up in that conversation, because all it's doing is stealing your joy. It's keeping you from growing. It's hindering you, blocking you, pulling you into a cliquish type of thing. People want to govern your spirit, and they're not even saved. Want to determine who you are, and they don't even know God. Tell somebody, you got to stay free from stuff like that. You have to separate yourself from things like that. And the world is like a vacuum that just is constantly trying to suck us into it. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. All right? Go with me to 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 13. The battleground is the mind. I'll say it again. The battleground is your mind. That's the warfare plane, where the battle is raging or waged. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. Now Peter says, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober. That's not just not be drunk. It means be serious. Be sober. Be serious about your walk. Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, I want to emphasize something here. Peter says, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Gird up the loins of your mind. That's an interesting phrase. It's not something we would use today, gird up. Anybody told you recently, gird up? No, but back then, girding up. But Peter uses it, gird up. Now, I want you to take note of this. Gird up the loins of your mind. Okay? In essence, what is he saying here? There's a part of your mind that he has determined or called the loins. All right? The loins of your mind. Now, remember, the mind is the battlefield. Heaven is after it. Hell is after it. And your free will stands right there in the middle. And hell will attack your body, will bombard you with words from other people, will paint situations around you to try to conform you to accept that low life. At the same time, heaven is encouraging you. And we have the word here. And Peter said, on that warfare plane, gird up something. And that is the loins of your mind. All right? Let's take a little deeper look at that. It's interesting, the word loins. We've heard that word, pork loin. Loins. The word loins is a Greek word. In your Strong's Concordance, if you have one, or in the back of your Bible, it's number 3751. And it means the hip. Externally, it would be the hip. In a physical sense, it would be the hip area. Internally, now I want you to catch this and write it down if you're writing. Internally, or in the spirit dimension, on the warfare plane of your mind, the loin would be the procreative power. The area that holds the procreative power. Here's an interesting thought. And I'll relegate it to a theory. But I do believe this. When man was created, as we all well know, he was created in the image and after the likeness of God. In other words, who God was, he was created like him. He wasn't created a God. He was created a man. Well, let me pause there. Just put that on pause for a moment. We're fast approaching Resurrection Sunday. And God dropped in my spirit something about the blood, about the DNA. And I'm going to work it. And Lord willing, this weekend we'll explore it a little bit more. But do you know, each of us have the male and the female chromosome that make up our DNA. And the DNA is found in the blood. But now when we get born again, there's another strand of DNA. It's the blood. Now, in our DNA, our parental DNA is a description of who we are. Your nose is like your mom's nose. You got big feet like your daddy had. You know, it's all written in the DNA. But now when we get saved, there's another strand of DNA, another chromosome. It's Christ's blood. Now, that brings to us, the believer, the ability to be exactly as he is. Just like the DNA that we receive, the chromosomes we receive from our parents determine what we look like, height, all that stuff is right there in the DNA. Well, the blood, when we got born again and we were washed in the blood or redeemed by the blood, that's why the Lord says, well, let me say it this way. Why the enemy, when they do sacrifices back then and still today in different places, they do human sacrifices. What do? They drink the blood. They drink the blood. In other words, that DNA, that power, they assume that they're getting power from it, whatever they're drinking. Well, the Lord told his disciples at one point, except you drink my blood and eat of my flesh. When he said about communion, he said, you have no part with me. So there's something very significant about that in the spirit realm and why we do communion and why, and I haven't emphasized this very strongly in years gone by, actually, it's not profitable for everyone to partake of communion. Amen. Some people are not fit for communion because they don't understand what the blood, it'll do them harm more than good. He says that's why many are sick, many are this, that, or the other, because they've partaken of this unworthily. Amen. See, you have to be worthy. You have to, number one, be born again. And then you can't be ducking and dodging and slipping and sliding and acting and living any kind of way. You got to be upright with God. That's a holy thing communion is. And so, but we're going to explore it a little bit more, because that third strand is what separates us from all the rest of the world. What makes us super on the natural. That makes us peculiar. That sets us apart. But see, now the warfare is in the mind. And the enemy blocks a lot of people from believing that. They just think it's just some little grape juice and a little old stale piece of bread.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.